Hi, welcome to the workshop, Words. A question came in about the non-directed body movement and why do I teach that? Why do I focus on that? It's a really good question. Obviously I was a Zen monk in Japan and I spent a lot of time in the seated meditation. For one thing, I don't really think that the position is really matters. Seated, standing, laying down, walking. These are all valid positions. These are all valid postures, etc. So it's not, for me, it's not so much standing versus sitting. That's not really interesting. It's more that they're both a venue to explore what's going on. And for me, I started the non-directed before I went to Japan. When I was in college, I discovered the non-directed body movement. I was having some physical issues. I had sort of locked up. I was a very intense person, and one day I was cleaning this ballet studio I was taking classes in, and my body sort of locked up, and it was a real physical manifestation of what I was going through. And so I went to this, I found out about this in a yoga class, this practice of just standing around and letting your body unfurl, to unwind. And I went, and the first evening was some room with maybe 20 people, 25 people, hardwood floors in Missoula. I went to school in Montana. And going in there and just the idea that your body will naturally unwind, it will naturally process old trauma that's in the system. Maybe these traumas are half resolved and we're allowing them to kind of complete that, let that through the system. The system naturally wants to do that, giving it the opportunity. And when I went there, I felt like my body was just, we started, I felt like my body was just going to explode. I just felt like this pressure cooker that was finally being able to let loose. And I remember my neck was unwinding in this wild way, and I think it was something to do with my birth trauma. And anyway, I just felt like, wow, I'm just engaging with this process, fully engaging with the body without trying to control it. I found that so powerful. And then later I went, and a couple weeks later, I think, I forget the timeline, I went to a talk by a Tibetan teacher, and I was sitting in the I was sitting in the audience there, and the Tibetan teacher was talking, and it was a little bit complex for me, but I could feel the energy of the person, and I could feel the energy of this sort of dharma coming through, and my body was reacting to that. My body was in this field. It was trying to open up and unwind. And so I found that I could physically interact with this truth coming through. So that really hit me. And then through various reasons, I ended up going to Japan and training with the Roshi. You can hear about that somewhere else. I've talked about it a lot, but going there and training with the Roshi in Japan, Shoto Harada, and such a profound teacher, but there was so much structure there in the life. And I really needed time to go out when I wasn't folding my legs in lotus, which was really hard for me. Physically sitting was really difficult for me. All those hours a day, I would go out in my little bit of free time and I would just take the control out of the situation, and I would explore physically in what my body was doing in space. And of course, there were physical things that came through, physical issues started to kind of unwind through the system, and very dynamic at times and very subtle at times, emotional, that you become nauseous. All this stuff starts to come through as you face it more and more and more. I needed that time of unstructured time to feel without somebody watching me, without someone judging me. And so that process started to deepen for me. And I saw that as I let go of my control, as I let go of my directing what was happening, my zazen, my meditation, seated meditation, started to change. It started to see that as I let go of control, I took myself out of the driver's seat, something more interesting was happening. As I was more receptive to the environment, it started to permeate, started to kind of come to me. Everything started to come. Instead of me diving out at everything, as I stopped that, I just stopped, and I felt like the environment started to invade me. So not just physical, but as I stopped controlling, the environment started to show up for me. And I saw, oh, my control, my wanting to get in the way, my wanting to get enlightened or make it happen, that was actually a way of tightening down the system. That was a way for me to block myself from interacting with what was really going on. And so that deepened, that kept deepening. And a whole process started where I saw that any idea I had of this was actually in the way of it, in the way of it. And something else started to blossom through that. Letting go of control, letting go of guarding, letting go of my ideas of it, and something else started to come through. Slowly, I started to see, oh, there's something much more interesting happening than my ideas. And the standing was my venue. I would go into the Zendo every day and practice, and then I would take my little time, and I could break all the rules. I could see, oh, okay, do I need this? Do I need that? No, I don't. What's shining through when I stop? When I stop, when I meet the environment, how do I remove that barrier between myself and the environment? And as I did that, I saw, oh, everything is much more permeable than I had imagined. This field is melting, and I could be involved in that melting. I can meet the fabric of life all the time. And when I did that, this beautiful aspect started to come through. It wasn't even about me. It wasn't about my skill or talent or how hard I was working or what a great monk I was. There was something much more interesting there all the time. And that started a process of faith, not blind faith, but experiential faith. As I let go more and more into that, the feedback became clear. Let go more into that. Become more vulnerable. And in that, a different type of functioning started to come out of that. A different way of meeting people. A different way of interacting with my everyday life walking around. There was something much more interesting coming through. So I share that in my classes as a way to help students to begin to let go of all of the ideas they think they need to open up. Like, in order to get enlightened, I need to do this, this, this. I need to make this happen. All of my intensity, I need to kind of put that in that to get enlightened. And instead, seeing that if I stop, if I just see what's actually going on and I actually feel what's happening, really interesting things will start to emerge out of that. So I'm giving people permission to begin to explore internally how to meet that, how to let that come to them. And it's very scary for people at times. They're so used to being hypervigilant, diving out. How could I be receptive? If I do that, then I'm going to be a fool. I'm not going to be effective. And instead, as we receive what's happening, something else starts to emerge out of that. Something beautiful starts to happen. So that's what I'm sharing in the non-directed in classes. And it just, the rabbit hole just keeps going deeper. It keeps getting more and more rich and more interesting. Okay. Thanks for the question. Please share this with someone who it might help.